The next dictation is on Pearl, P-E-A-R-L, Jonasu, J-O-N-A-S-U. 69-year-old lady referred by Dr. Lisa Harston Ledoux for evaluation of her positive ANA and hand and toe pain. Patient is a poor historian, however, it appears she has history suggestive of Raynaud's phenomenon, with fingers going white or blue on her, white and blue in cold. Since in the last few weeks, it has been very cold. She has had worse problems. She also occasionally feels the numbness and tingling and unable to use the hand secondary to the cold weather. A laboratory test showed a positive ANA, and hence the referral. The patient complains of some discomfort in the hands and feet. Also complains of generalized aches and pains. No persistent pain, swelling, or stiffness, although she has noticed some puffiness in the hands. No history of skin rashes, and photosensitivity, oral or nasal ulcerations, etc. She does have some dry eyes and mouth, occasional hair loss, heartburn, abdominal pain, difficulty with sleep, etc. Past medical history of hypertension. So you have renal cyst, gastroesophageal reflux disease with possible esophageal candidiasis that was recently diagnosed, and history of psoriasis. Family history, father with family history positive for hypertension, father had kidney cancer. Social history negative for smoking, alcohol use. Patient is retired, does not drink any soda, drinks one cup of coffee per day. On examination, her height was 5 feet, weight 132, blood pressure 122 over 70, HENT, under mock neck, multiparacervical spasm, chest, clear heart, regular atrial rhythm, extremities, no edema, musculoskeletal examination, slightly puffy fingers, which were cold and had obvious Raynaud's, no telangiectasia, and no definite sclerodactyly. Laboratory tests performed by Dr. Lisa Harston Ledoux were reviewed. She had a positive ANA at 1 to 1280 with double stranded DNA that was negative. The pattern was read as central nerve pattern. Comprehensive panel was under muscle and CBC was normal. Seven was normal. Impressions. Patient has a history suggestive of Raynaud's phenomenon and a positive ANA. Most likely we are dealing with Raynaud's disease. She will need to rule out connective tissue disease like limited scleroderma. Plans. I had a very detailed discussion with the patient. I will check additional laboratory tests. I have reassured the patient. I will add Norvasc 5 milligrams at bedtime to her therapeutic regimen and reduce her hydrochlorothiazide in view of her normal pressure at the present time. I will see her back and follow up in 1 month. The medication can be further adjusted to increase the Norvasc. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Lisa Austin Ledoux.